Dan Decker for Closer to Home Kentucky, this Monday, September 30th, 2019. Northern Kentucky leader said horse racing should stay at Turfway Park. Horse racing in Northern Kentucky should stay at Turfway Park, but Boone County Judge Executive Gary Moore blamed the racetrack's owners for the prospect of Churchill Downs challenging it by building a new racetrack in the region. Thoroughbred racing should be a part of Northern Kentucky, Moore said. In Tuesday, the 17th morning state of the Northern Kentucky event put on by the Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. I think Turfway is a great location for it. We need to keep it. At the same time, Moore said Turfway ownership Jack Entertainment failed to properly invest in upgrades to the track that it promised. They're really at fault for putting us where we are, Moore said. Turfway Park is in Boone County, just outside of Florence. Louisville-based Churchill Downs Incorporated announced on September 6th that it plans to build a horse racetrack and betting facility in Northern Kentucky. It would be called the New Latonia Racing and Gaming. The facility would cost up to $200 million to build. It didn't disclose the site. It said it plans to apply for race dates in December through March starting in 2020, with racing to be held at Churchill Downs in Louisville until it builds the Northern Kentucky facility. Those are typically the dates Turfway has racing. Racing days for 2020 will be set by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission in the fall. The Commonwealth divides the racing dates among Kentucky's racetracks so they don't do face-to-face. They are not in face-to-face competition. Jack Entertainment is set to sell Turfway Park and Cincinnati Jack Casino down to Hard Rock International at VICI Properties for $780 million. Hard Rock has said that the $100 million improvement plan for Turfway to increase purses and add historical race wagering machines will allow people to gamble on past races. Jack and the Hard Rock plan to pursue the Turfway dates typically has received, officials said last week. Next up, Kentucky's on-again, off-again real ID licenses are off again. Local clerks can't handle the extra workload. The on-again, off-again rollout of Kentucky's new driver licenses to meet the federal standards of the federal government's Real ID program is on hold again. The often-delayed pilot program for the new licenses, known as the Voluntary Travel IDs, finally began this summer in Frankfort and Woodford counties, following months of delays. But the circuit court clerks responsible for issuing the new IDs have expressed displeasure due to the increased workload on their office staff, who also manage district and circuit courts. Having county offices oversee the real IDs which can be used next fall to board domestic flights is not a sustainable long-term model. Transportation Secretary Greg Thomas wrote in a September 6th letter, a copy of which was obtained by WDRB-TV in Louisville. According to the letter, the cabinet is making efforts to secure funding for regional approach to planning and work with the state and local officials to quickly develop and execute a plan that is in the best interest of the citizens. Thomas wrote to the Kentucky Association of Circuit Court Clerks and the Kentucky Administrative Office of Courts. Senate President Robert Stivers, a Republican from Manchester, told reporters at a meeting of the Legislative Research Commission last Wednesday that he has had conversations on the issue with Clay County Circuit Court Clerk Greg Helton, who leads the Kentucky Circuit Clerks Association, as well as the Transportation Cabinet Secretary Greg Thomas. Driver's licenses, as they are traditionally used, will continue to be issued by the local circuit clerk, Stivers said. They may not be in conformity with the real ID standards of federal law, but that's where the Transportation Secretary is going to supplement those with 12 regional offices to issue real IDs. They are working collaboratively on a plan to come up with this in January to resolve all the issues, thus seeking the new licenses, which will be required by October 2020 to board domestic airline flights, enter federal government facilities, and nuclear power plants will have to provide more documentation than they have in the past. Applicants for the new voluntary travel ID or for those applying for a license, permit, or personal ID for the first time, must present documentation verifying identity, Social Security number, and residency. House Speaker David Osborne from Prospect says, although there will be additional costs, lawmakers will do what they can to streamline the process. We know the first two counties, they have tried it, and there have been a lot of glitches. So anything that we can do to help expedite it, I think we're going to have to find a receptive audience here in the legislature. Stiver said it's a hardship to travel to a regional center to obtain a real ID compliant voluntary travel. There are other options to gain admission to domestic flights, government facilities, and nuclear reactors, a passport, or another federally issued ID. My son, who is in the military, has an ID compliant because he's a member of the military. I hope they get this together soon because I've tried to. They told me first they would have it ready in last April, and they don't. And I don't have a passport myself. I imagine many of you don't as well. So they've got to get this real ID situation in order so we can travel on flights after October of 2020. Next up, GoVoteKentucky.com, the state's first online voter registration system, gets 1.2 million visitors. The Secretary of State, Allison Lundgren Rimes, announced Wednesday that more than 1.2 million Kentuckians visited GoVoteKentucky.com, the Commonwealth's first ever online voter registration system. Of those visitors, over 200,000 have updated their registration, with 79,448 registering to vote for the first time. Last Wednesday, on the National Voter Registration Day, over 5,000 Kentuckians updated their registration or voted for the first or registered to vote for the first time, said Grimes, Kentucky's chief election official. This November, our constitutional officers are on the ballot, and it is my hope that the voters will come to the polls on Election Day. On the heels of approximately 175,000 Kentucky voters records being designated as inactive by the State Board of Elections, Grimes has raised concerns to the State Board of Elections that many of these inactive voters voted as early as the 2018 general election. With the State Board of Elections designating voters as inactive or active, it's important that Kentucky voters go review and update their registration, Grimes said. The deadline to register for the 2019 general election is November 5th is Monday, October 7th. Despite Secretary Grimes' request, GoVoteKentucky.com does not display an inactive or active status. Voters should call the State Board of Elections at 502-573-7100 with any questions. For more information on elections, go visit GoVoteKY.com. Next up, in upcoming events for this week, the Country Pumpkins Fall Festival at 1835 Sherman Mount Zion Road in Dry Ridge, Kentucky. It starts out here. In addition to a wide variety of pumpkins and gourds for sale, we have lots of fun activities for your family to enjoy. Our kitty corn maze, petting zoo, corn box, straw bale maze, play areas, sand tunnels, hay pyramid, and picnic shelter are all free. And our You Pick a Pumpkin four-acre corn maze, hay rides, barrel train rides, cotton wagon ride, turbo slide, extreme launcher, and food are available for purchase. The rates are $8, $15, and $19. It is open today, Monday, September 30th through Thursday, October 3rd, 4 to 7 p.m., and Friday, October 4th, 2 to 7 p.m., Saturday, October 5th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday the 6th, noon to 5 p.m. It also continues through October 31st. For more information, call 859-905-9656. Next, Photo Focus Auto Update is at the Carnegie Arts Center at 1028 Scott Boulevard in Covington. Photo Focus is pleased to present its first juried group exhibition, Auto Update, in the accompanying day-long symposium, Auto Update Photography in the Electronic Age. That's in partnership with the Carnegie, Northern Kentucky's largest multiply disciplinary arts venue. The exhibition and symposium will address digital technology's impact on photography and video and its disruption of art making and the news cycles in the media-obsessed world. Auto Update will be on view until November 16, 2019, with a reception and performance this Friday, October 4th, from 5 to 8 p.m. The all-day symposium, Auto Update, Photography in the Electronic Age, will take place on Saturday, October 5th, from 9 to 6 p.m. Both events will be held at the Carnegie and are free and open to the public. The exhibit will be opening this coming Wednesday, October 2nd, through Saturday the 5th, from noon to 5 p.m. For more information, call 859-655-8110. Next, CABVI's All Accessible Night at the Newport Aquarium. That's at One Aquarium Way in Newport, Kentucky. CABVI believes that everyone should be able to enjoy a fun and inspiring trip to the aquarium, so they're partnering with the Newport Aquarium for a special event. Lighting adjustments will be made throughout the aquarium. Animal touch exhibits will be open for guests to enjoy. Plus, animal encounters and artifact stations will exhibit. Interpreters will also be operating that evening. The Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired will be providing sighted guided volunteers to assist guests with vision loss as needed. As a bonus experience, the Mermaid Meet and Greet will be open until 8:30 p.m. The rates are $19.99 for adults, $13.99 for children. That's this coming Wednesday, October 2nd, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Tickets may be purchased online at newportaquarium.com. Just type in the word accessible in the search box. Next, the Big Shed Show. That takes place at Northern Kentucky Convention Center, 1 West River Center Boulevard in Covington. The Big Shed Show continues to get bigger and better each year. Since 2011, the event has held a unique position as it is focused solely on shed building industry. The one-day event attracts attendees from nearly every state in the U.S. and hosts representatives ranging from lumber mills, paint manufacturers, fastening companies, window and doors, and virtually every other component related to shed manufacturing and shed hauling. In addition to the networking opportunities available, with nearly 60 exhibitors on the trade show floor, attendees learn valuable information from a variety of seminars and hands-on demonstration. Come find the newest products and learn about the industry trends from trade experts. That's Thursday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. Next, 39 Steps will be at the Falcon Theater at 636 Mama Street in Newport. A mix of Hitchcock masterpiece with a juicy, spicy novel and add a dash of Monty Python, and you have the 39 Steps, a fast-paced whodunit for anyone who loves the magic of theater. Celebrate our 30th anniversary season with the exciting revival of the 2012 hit. That's Thursday, October 3rd through Saturday the 5th at 8 p.m. The play continues through October 12th. Tickets are $25 for adults and $15 for students with an ID. Tickets may be purchased online at brownpapertickets.com. Then in the search box, just type in the number 39 and the word STEPS, S-T-E-P-S. For more information, call 513-479-6783. Next, the Kentucky Wool Festival. That's at the Falmouth Fairgrounds at Kentucky 159 and Cato Road in Falmouth, Kentucky. More than 30 vendors, food vendors, a petting zoo, pony rides, goat milking, working herd dogs, country gospel and gospel music, bluegrass music, clogging, and square dancing. Demonstrations include sheep shearing, weaving, and spinning, knitting, blacksmithing, leatherworks, corn grinding, sorghum, candle, broom, pottery, and jewelry making. Handmade apple butter, stone carving, quilting, and more. That's Thursday, October 4th, Saturday the 5th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., also Sunday the 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Next, Kinman Farms Fall Festival. That's at 4175 Burlington Pike in Burlington, Kentucky. The Fall Fest Adventure Pack includes a hayride to the back of our farm, picnic shelters, bonfires, games, the Great Pumpkin Express rides, the 5-acre corn maze, Kinman's Carnival Tent, live bands, and a new game area, also a tricycle rides for the little ones. In this area, you can also try laser tag and Kinman's Grill. Spend as many hours of fun as you would like. The hayride will return you to the fun of the farm when you're ready. This also includes all the fun in the front of the farm and the barn animals. That's this coming Friday the 4th at noon to 10 p.m., Saturday the 5th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday the 6th, noon to 7 p.m. It continues through October 22nd. The rates are $3 to $10 per person. For more information, call 859-689-2682. Next, shop Bellevue First Friday. That's Fairfield Avenue in Bellevue, Kentucky. Enjoy a fun-filled evening along historic Fairfield Avenue. The shops, restaurants, and other participating businesses are open late, and many offering open houses and specials to complement the evening's themed activities. That's this Friday, October 4th, beginning at 5 p.m. Next, the Country Fireside Night. That's at Country Pumpkins, again at 1835 Sherman, Mount Zion Road, in Dry Ridge. Join us for this special after-hours event at Country Pumpkins for the Fall Perfect Date Night, Youth Group Activity, or Girls Night Out. There's nothing more magical than an evening in the country. The $10 admission fee includes the following activities: a lantern-lit hayride, a corn maze in the dark, campfire, and launching five pumpkins from our Chunkin' Pumpkin Launcher. That's Friday, October 4th, 7 to 10 p.m. Also, Saturday the 5th is Got Milk Day. Excuse me. On this special day, we are giving away chocolate milk to our first 100 guests. One of our farmers will be doing cow milking demonstration, letting the guests bottle feed calves from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our fall festival is open until 7 p.m. for hay rides, you pick pumpkins, barrel train rides, 4-acre corn maze, farm animals, hay pyramid, turbo slide, and more. In addition, join for the second annual Chunkin' Pumpkin 5K Fun Run at Country Pumpkins. Bring your family and friends and enjoy early crowd-free access to our beautiful farm scenery and up close at our cows and sprawling pumpkin patches in never-seen-before areas of our 50-acre farm. Run or walk your way to the finish line and go to your favorite fall festival experience. To purchase tickets online, go to countrypumpkinssky.com and click on the tab at the top that says sign up for the Chunkin' Pumpkin 5K. For more information, you can call 859-905-9656. Next, Cinema in the Cemetery, Hocus Pocus. That's at 401 West 13th Street in Covington. Come and join your neighbors in the past, present, in a free showing of Hocus Pocus. The movie starts just after sunset. Bring your chairs and picnic on the open green space in historic Linden Grove Cemetery and Arboretum. Please, no dogs. There will be food and drink vendors available, and bringing your own dinner snacks is welcome. Please clean up after yourselves. Staff from the local history and genealogy department of the Kent County Public Library will conduct family-friendly cemetery tours from 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. before the movie starts. Sunset is at 7:15, and the movie starts at 7:30. Next, Sandyland Acres Haunted Hayride and Farmer's Revenge. That's at 4172 Bellevue Road in Petersburg, Kentucky. Horror scenes from the past and present. Haunted Barn is an indoor haunted attraction. That's Friday, October 4th, and Saturday the 5th, 8 p.m. to midnight. And it continues through October 26th. The rates are hayride $14, hayride VIP $20, and Farmer's Revenge $10, and the combo $23. For more information, call 859-322-0516. Next, the Bean Bash Dash 5K. That's at England Idlewild Park and 5550 Idlewild Road in Burlington. Family fun run to raise money for Special Olympics, BWAC Ridgewood, and New Perceptions, medals for all. Trophy for the first male and female. $25 with a t-shirt and $20 without, I believe. The goodie bags for the first 50 registrants. Includes admission to the Bean Bash event, food, music, live silent auction at the Boone County Fairgrounds following the race. That's Saturday, October 5th at 10 a.m. Next, Pumpkin Patch Park. That's at the Florence Freedom Ballpark at 79 Freedom Way in Florence, Kentucky. The Pumpkin Patch Park will bring to life a Harvest Festival atmosphere, plus feature unique attractions and the Field of Dreams baseball experience. Enjoy many events and activities around the park. Pumpkin picking in the outfield giant round bale hay maze on the field, the petting zoo, the circus sideshow, giant corn inflatable maze, three-story inflatable side, three-story bouncy house, train rides around the ballpark, face painting, balloon artists, magicians, pirates, and a live scarecrow entertainers around the stadium, axe throwing, giant chess, checkers, special fall adult beverage at the bar, specialty fall treats and food items. Tickets are $10 for adults and $8 for kids 12 and under. $6 for students with an ID, and kids under one are free. That's Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and each Saturday until Saturday, October 26th and ending on Sunday, October 27th from noon to 6 p.m. Next, the Cripple Creek Music Festival. The Diploma of Child Health Center for Children and Families at 75 Orphanage Road in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky. The Cripple Creek Music Festival was born out of a love of music, giving back to others, and friendship. All proceeds from the Cripple Creek Music Festival are in support of Winning with ALS. That's Saturday, October 5th. Tickets are $36. Next, the Black and Bluegrass Roller Girls. That's at HITS 55 Sports Complex in Covington. The Black and Bluegrass Roller Girls in Northern Kentucky have big hits and even bigger hearts. The sport of flat track roller derby is an extreme contact sport with a family environment. The Roller Girls take on the Western Kentucky Rockers on Saturday, October 5th at 5 p.m. Tickets are $10 and admission is free for kids 6 and under. Next, Mermaids and Pirate Breakfast. That's at the Newport Aquarium, One Aquarium Way in Newport. Experience mermaids like never before. Bring your family and enjoy breakfast at the Magical Mermaids and meet some pirate friends. During this very special breakfast, get exclusive access to meet a mermaid while dining in the Riverside Room with beautiful views of the Cincinnati skyline and Ohio River. You'll even meet some pirates who just made their way to the Newport Aquarium for the adventures from their adventures at sea. As a bonus, each child will receive a magical piece of treasure to take home. During the meet and greet, after breakfast, get VIP first access to explore the Newport Aquarium before it opens to the general public and be among the first to see a mermaid swim underwater in the Coral Tunnel. New in 2019, don't miss Mermaid Cove, in which you can talk to a mermaid while she swims with her stingray friends. That's Sunday, October 6th and Sunday, October 13th at 8 a.m. Tickets are $42.99 for general admission and $19.99 for pass holders. For more information, call 859-815-1471. Next, B&B Riverboats at 101 Riverboat Way in Newport. This week, B&B will feature the Admiral's Dinner Cruise. Eat, drink, and be merry with the ultimate weekend event. Cruise under the stars and dine on a feast fit for an admiral. Would you enjoy a little music to top off your evening? A local area band or DJ will be on board for your musical pleasure. Tickets are $62 for adults and $44 for children. For sightseeing only, tickets are $27 for adults and $18 for children. That's Friday, October 4th at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday the 5th at 7 p.m. For more information, call 859-261-8500. And finally, at the Kimball County Public Library, the Fort Thomas Carrico Branch at 1000 Highland Avenue, Fort Thomas, Kentucky, as part of the Signature Series, the author of the New York Times best-selling novel, Lilac Girls, Martha Hall Kelly, will be at the Fort Thomas Carrico Branch on October 18th at 7 p.m. Hear the story of three extraordinary women in their quest for love, freedom, and second chances set against the harrowing backdrop of Nazi Germany. Autograph sessions will follow. Free tickets are required. Call 859-781-6166, extension 31, or register online. Next up, our rich history and open invitation to help us celebrate Newport's 225th anniversary. What does it feel like to be 225 years old? As humans, we may never know the answer to that question personally, but we do know it communally. History enables us to experience a slice of life centuries old, even if it's merely a glimpse. History also invites us to learn from the past, to apply some of the lessons to the present, and hope for a brighter future for every person. In 2020, the Newport, Kentucky will celebrate its 225th anniversary of its founding. At the Northern Kentucky Tribune, we are dedicated to celebrating this important occasion in style with many Newport articles throughout the year in our rich history section, that is, and culminating in a book featuring the best of our articles about the historic Ohio River City. Newport's history is the story of America. Founded by a wealthy Virginia family shortly after the War for American Independence, Newport became the home of a major U.S. Army arsenal in what was then considered the American West. That's the Newport Barracks. It was the focal point for soldiers serving in the War of 1812, the Mexican-American War, and the Civil War. Throughout the decades, Newporters have fought their own battles against catastrophic flooding, on behalf of workers' rights and women's suffrage, against gambling, prostitution, and corruptions. Its citizens demonstrated courage, tenacity, and hope. Newport has always embraced hope and change. The Newport Academy became the first public school in the entire Cincinnati area. Likewise, the first railroad bridge over the Ohio River in this region was built at Newport. No wonder that the city quickly became a manufacturing center, major manufacturing center, noted especially for iron and steel production, beer, clothing, lumber, and much more. Situated at the confluence of the Licking and Ohio Rivers, Newport was both blessed and cursed by geography. The Ohio River functioned as a highway through the interior of America. Trade and prosperity abounded. At the same time, rivers lapping at the Newport doors, however, also attacked by the poor and vulnerable who lived in the city's lowest low-lying flood-prone areas. After the flood of 1937, the largest in historical memory, the city slowly rebounded by building a flooding-controlling system and embarking on a massive urban renewal program. Today, Newport on the Levee, the Newport Aquarium, new hotels and apartments, parks and pathways grace the city's Ohio River Gateway. The major music venue is under construction, and more projects will begin soon. Beautiful historic homes anchor the city's east side, while the city's west side features restored industrial buildings, now housing a distillery, a construction company, and professional offices. The history of the Buena Vista neighborhood on the west side is beginning to be rediscovered. Renew Newport and other visions for the city are moving forward. We want to be part of the Newport celebration. History is owned by everyone because it is about all of us. A team of historians, including Paul Tencott, Steve Preston, Margot Warminski, Jay Cook, and others will be offering a series of historical vignettes of the city. If you have a family or personal story to tell about Newport, we would like to hear from you and to help you tell the story. Please feel free to call Paul Tencott at TENKOTTEP at NKU.edu. Again, I'll repeat that. That's TENKOTTEP at NKU.edu. That's all for today. Again, this is Dan Decker for Closer to Home Kentucky. Thank you for listening.